You are now listening to 100% Two Geek Girls, unbiased opinions on all things geek. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Mika and Nika. Welcome to 100% Two Geek Girls. I'm Nika.
And I'm Mika.
This episode of 100% Two Geek Girls is going to be about K-dramas. We're going to discuss a couple of K-dramas in the mystery genre that we think you guys would enjoy.
All right, first on my list, I want to suggest a series called Tunnel.
Good series.
Nika actually suggested that I watch it, and I was captured by the end of the very first episode. Basically, it starts off 30 years in the past, where our main, the main character, which is a police detective, is trying to figure out who a serial killer is, who the villain is in the story. And a turn of events happens, and they're almost about to track him down. And as he's running through a tunnel to figure, he's running to chase him through the tunnel, but actually, spoiler alert, but that happens at another time. I believe what actually happens is he goes through a tunnel and then something happens and he gets hit in the back of the head. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wasn't he?
But he was chasing him through that tunnel.
Initially? Okay.
He was chasing him through the tunnel and somehow he loses sight of him.
He
gets hit in the back of the head, and that's what propels him into
The future,
because when he wakes up from being hit in the back of the head, he walks out the back other side, and it's like, oh.
Gotcha. I remember. Okay. As I was saying, I thought I had that a little backwards, but yeah, so basically that happens, and he walks out on the other side of the tunnel trying to figure out, okay, why is this scenery looking a little bit different, realizes he's in the future. Went in the future 30 years. So as he goes to where civilians are from the tunnel, he realizes the time change, everything has changed, because now he's like walking out, and I forget who he comes across first, but that's when he sees somebody I think he might have known in the past, and 30 years in the future for them, and he's piecing everything together. But basically his whole world has changed, obviously, because of the change in time. And he meets a police detective that's there, and he essentially gets caught up with additional killings that happen, because this is maybe the starting point of the serial killer. Mm-hmm. And then within 30 years, so many more people had passed away, and it's still a cold case that they was dealing with. And basically he's going back and forth with what he knew back then versus what they know 30 years in the future, trying to figure out who the villain actually was, or who the culprit is. And it was just a very good mix of the characters within the series, and overall I just enjoyed it. I suggest that to anyone who wants to watch a new K-drama, or I think honestly for someone who will want to start, it could be very addictive, and by the first episode it has a little cliffhanger and you're hooked. You're just in for a ride.
I would add though that they would have to be somebody that like mysteries. If they're more of a fan of the romance or the romantic comedy side
they
of K-dramas,
like, yeah.
Unless, you know, your taste has a wide spectrum to it, then you may not enjoy this. Mm-hmm. But if you already like your mysteries, your CSI type shows, then you would definitely enjoy Tunnel.
Exactly. There's definitely no romance in it. Like, I don't think really.
There is an undercurrent of romance between the second male character, the detective, and the female character, without spoiling who she is.
Okay.
There is that romance. But it's not to the fore, which is the way I like my romance anyway, especially when I'm watching something of a mystery nature. I don't want it to take over the whole story.
Exactly.
So I think they did a very good job with that. I will definitely say this. You touched on it already, but if you do ever decide to watch this drama, you definitely have to pay attention to everything. Little small details. If you're trying to solve it anyway, little small details, a quick glance at somebody could turn into something different. It really does take you on a whirlwind as far as the characters. I like the way they touched on the fish out of water part of the storyline, because he is someone who did things differently 30 years ago, and now they police different in 2016 2017. Even how he would handle things between the subordinates and them now being, some of them being his supervisor, okay, how that goes down. All of that really, I think, put a nice spin on it, as far as the storyline was concerned. And it didn't come across as cheesy. It was just enough. And it still kept you hooked with whatever the main storyline was.
Which definitely is important. They did very well doing that.
So, on that same line of thought, I think another K-drama that does a really good job with that is a K-drama by the title Whisper.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be 100% here. Whisper was a K-drama that was recommended to me quite a few times on my drama list based on other dramas that I've seen. However, when I caught up on some different things, I decided to go ahead and give it a try.
Okay.
And I'm glad I did, because it was a very unique story. And it had a lot of twists and turns too, just like Tunnel. It wasn't completely on the whole, let's find the serial killer. It's more or less on the thriller, mystery, suspense, revenge type K-drama. Basically, the main character, which is a female police detective, is trying to figure out how she can get her dad out of prison because they've arrested him for a murder that he did not commit. That's not a spoiler. That's pretty much in the synopsis. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. I know you haven't seen it, so I just want to kind of keep it as light as possible, but still kind of give you an idea of what it's about. He basically seen some things that he shouldn't have seen, talked to some people that he shouldn't have talked to, whistleblower type scenario where he's going to bring some things to light, and those things that he's going to bring to light are going to be an issue for the higher ups in the government. So they kind of do this type of conspiracy type thing against him.
Okay. Wow.
So she finds a judge and she brings all this evidence to him. And she's basically like, you know, look, my dad didn't do it, this, that, and the third. Here's the proof that I have. You know, can you help me or whatever? And he's all like, you know, bet. Basically, I'm down to help you. You know what I'm saying? When his case comes before my court hearing, docket. We'll go with docket.
Okay.
I'm going to take care of it. You know what I'm saying? So she's all happy. She's like, you know, we're going to, you know, I'm going to get dad out and all of this stuff like that. Long story short, that does not happen because they put pressure on the judge. Now, you're probably saying at this juncture, well, damn, that you probably just told me everything. No. This is like the first maybe 30 minutes. When I tell you this drama went on so many different turns, like I can't even, without spoiling everything, I can't even tell you. All I'm just going to say is that at the end of the day, when I got to maybe the halfway point of this drama, I just had to take a moment just to kind of collect myself and figure out everything that was going on so I could try to figure out where it was going to go.
Wow.
That many twists and turns happened in like the first 8 episodes. They did a very good job with giving you a lot of different twists and turns, but not to the point where it's just like we're trying to stuff everything in here. It was very smooth the way it went down. There is a slight romance that happens, but it, again, just like with Tunnel, it's not the main focus of it. They are basically focused on what's going on and all the moving parts, okay? It can have its melodramatic moments, okay? Because this is a K-drama after all. So sometimes, you know, they go a little bit over the top with it. But it still wasn't to the point where you were like, oh, this is just like cheesy, or why did they put that there? Everything served a purpose. And at the end of the day, it's definitely made my list of ones that I would suggest to anybody to watch. So I know you haven't seen it, so definitely add Whisper to your list.
Okay. All right, I will be sure to do that. I'm in the middle right now of watching a K-drama, and once I finish that one, it's very good. Once I finish that one, I'll be sure to check out Whisper to add that to my list, on my long list of K-dramas to watch. All right, so the next on my list of K-drama suggestions is a series that I watched called, called Signal. And Signal is similar to my first suggestion, Tunnel, where it's a difference between a police detective trying to solve a crime and a time jump kind of happening, except with this one, he doesn't really go anywhere. It has to do with some wiring, I guess, with something going on with the walkie-talkie. It was like a storm. Fast forward in the future, a young, he's not a detective, actually. He's a cold case profiler. A young cold case profiler in the future, which is our present day.
No, I always thought he was a detective.
No, remember he,
No, you're right. When you said it, that made me remember that he was.
But he was like adjacent. But just because he
like
worked
FBI
there.
Profiler.
But, yes, for essentially. Yeah. And I forgot what he was doing, but basically he stumbles upon an old walkie-talkie. It's kind of like they might have been cleaning out old files, cleaning out things or what have you. And he stumbles upon this walkie-talkie, which is like no batteries in it or anything, should not be working at all. And he hears a voice and he gets on the radio like, oh, can you hear me? Who is this? Who is this? And the person, I want to say, is, wasn't he asking for help? Okay, so he was asking for help. Which I can't tell you why, because obviously that would be possible spoiler. But basically, you hear somebody asking, yeah, huge. So somebody's asking for help. But the voice on the other end is actually the detective that is one of the main characters of the series. And they jump quite a bit back and forth between the two, because, of course, the one from the past is dealing with Lord, I lost my thought. But anyway, so basically he was trying to figure out who the main, I think it was like a serial killer in this one as well, or maybe even serial rapist, but serial killer, I believe. And while he's trying to figure out who did it, a situation happens with him, and that's when the radio situation happens. And I can't spoil too much as I could explain it in Tunnel, but it basically jumps within different periods. Like, we have the main detective from the past that we're dealing with, but you see different sequences of him trying to solve who the main culprit is in the show. So, in the TV, in the series. And, same beat, you're dealing with different people throughout the time and the future, and the profile is trying to piece things together. So he's suggesting things, and you hear people talk about this detective and that detective, and I just can't say too much because it's kind of hard to explain. However, it's just a very good series, you guys. And if you love kind of like your mystery, your thrillers, you will definitely enjoy Signal. What does it put you in the mind of, too?
I think another thing that made Signal different from Tunnel is Tunnel had cases, true, but it really was focusing on that main thing.
Okay.
Whereas with Signal, there were multiple cases that did not have anything to do with that main case that they also were trying to solve or whatever. So I thought that was unique. And then also, I think the difference too with that detective didn't actually come to the future. He was in his own timeline, so to speak. Yes. It was like a multiverse thing going on from the Flash. That's why
thinking about it, I'm like, it was a different parts of his life.
Yeah. So you saw those different transitions, which I think made it interesting in its own. I'm really interested to see how they're going to do this in the Japanese version of Signal, because I think that one's only like 11 or 12 episodes.
Really? When are we going to watch that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll check that out sometime over the course of the next week or so.
Okay.
But I feel like, I don't know about you, but I feel like, okay, the K-drama version had like, I think 16 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It could have used more episodes.
It really could.
So I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do in a more compact 11 or 12 episodes, unless they're going to make more than one series for Signal.
Okay.
For the J-drama. Did you say that there's going to be a second season of Signal?
I did look that up and realized that it was going to be a second season, so I'm excited. I believe it's coming out this year in either April or May.
Ooh, well, maybe we should wait until later and then do a whole entire marathon where we watch the J drama, then the K drama, and then go into the second season of it. Something along those lines.
That's huge.
That would be cool.
Yeah. That would be real huge.
Yeah. Especially if they pick up season two where season one ended. Because where that ended, it did leave with a cliffhanger that you needed more. Season. I mean, I'm glad that we're getting it because, you know, without it, that cliffhanger was kind of big for me. But yeah, I definitely would agree with you. Both of your choices were really good ones that I think anybody that's into mystery should watch. Mine is more or less thriller, revenge, melodrama.
Mm-hmm.
But it still will fill your need for anyone who's looking for something different when it comes to a K-drama to watch. Because we've all seen rom-coms. And there's nothing wrong with rom-coms, but if you want something different from the normal rom-coms, maybe not in the month of February, since this is the month of love, then, you know, you can definitely take advantage of looking at those K-dramas.
Much agreed.
Now, I have one more that I want to talk about. This one is called Untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Untouchable was I didn't really know anything about this K-drama. It wasn't one that was on my radar whatsoever. It literally was a recommendation that popped up because of Vicky itself, based on something else that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, bet. Let me just go ahead and take a look at it, see if it's something that I enjoy. You know what I'm saying? I read the synopsis. It seemed interesting, but you can't always tell something from the synopsis. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'll just take a look at the first couple episodes and see if it's something that I'm gonna rock with or not. Loved it. This story is very much suspenseful. There isn't really overarching murder in this storyline. It has a revenge thing to it. Again, you know, with the dramas that I've recommended, whole bunch of moving pieces. Basically, it's a detective. He comes from the richest family in this area or whatever. His father is the mayor. His brother is like the CEO of a big company or whatever, and next in line to kind of take things over. And he works as a police officer. But his family is actually kind of corrupt. So, long story short, not a spoiler, we find out that the person that he's married to is actually somebody that's been trying to sabotage his family.
Oh, shoot.
From the time that she met him. Not a spoiler, because there's so much more that happens.
Added into the story. Wow.
Okay. And basically, long story short, because he loved his wife so much, even with that caveat, once he finds out, he decides to then do whatever he can to bring down his powerful but corrupt family.
Wow.
Okay. There's mysteries involved in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff that his father did that was crazy. There is, while there's not like a murder that needs to be solved, there is a murder that does happen that is linked to the family as well.
Okay.
But like I said, a lot of moving parts, very good drama. So I definitely think you enjoy that too. Okay. That one was Untouchables.
Untouchables. All right. Great.
Thank you for tuning into the show. We would definitely love to hear you guys' thoughts on any K-dramas that you watch that you think we would enjoy watching. And if you plan to check out the dramas that we mentioned, go ahead and leave us a comment on that as well. Make sure you head on over to our Twitter account to do so. Tweet us at Two Geek Girls, which is TwoGeekGirls, and let us know what you thought of this episode, as well as any recommendations that you may have. And as always, guys, you know what to do.
Stay geeky.
If you enjoyed 100% Two Geek Girls, we love for you to tweet us at Two Geek Girls. That's TwoGeekGirls. There we can continue the conversation. Don't forget to join us next week for another show.